This is DJ Shadow.
Ooh, hold up, before we get started.
Guess who's coming?
With no further delay, y'all.
Rap right now.
Guess who's coming?
It's
guess who's coming?
It's
guess who's coming?
DJ Shadow.
Back again.
Who is he?
Just your favorite DJ savior.
That you never heard.
Put a smile on your face like Ultra Bright.
Beats 1, show number 3, all about the 20th anniversary of my first album, Introducing. I don't tend to be very nostalgic about my own music, but 20 years is the type of thing that I think deserves a little bit of acknowledgement and a little bit of commemoration, especially for those that feel connected to the record and want to be able to, maybe get some new insight into its inception, its origins, and what it means to me after all these years. Tico on the remix. I guess I should also mention that there is a 20th anniversary box set coming out. Some of the remixes that you're going to hear me play were commissioned for that box set. It was a chance for me to reach out to a lot of beatmakers that I knew were inspired by the album or hoped might have been inspired by the album. And I was able to kind of assemble a dream cast. It was a lot of fun to put together, and you'll be able to check some of those out. I guess one of the most familiar samples and moments on Introducing is the opening piano notes of Building Steam with a Grain of Salt. That was an early track in the process of working on the album. It was something that I felt good about from the beginning. The drums to this day have never really been identified. I've seen them identified incorrectly online, but the drums come from a really unusual record, and it's a high school record, I'll just say that much. I think from the beginning I saw Building Steam as an early song in the album sequence. Maybe not the very first track, but definitely like the first full track that you hear. I mean, there's a lot of showing off programming-wise, and I wanted it to be kind of a showcase for what I can do as a producer, how I can put samples together. The drum work is complicated, and just kind of a flex track where it's like, you know, for anybody who's making beats on the MPC, check this out.
Thank you.
really important contextual aspect of the record that's dropped away, I think, a little bit since the record came out was the concept of sampling as an art form. This was something that I was very interested in pushing forward. All of my heroes were people who used samples, who were doing new interesting things with this new technology. And I grew up all throughout the 80s hearing the rock press basically just dismiss sampling, accuse it of being, you know, artistically bankrupt and not real music, and all the things that the rock vanguard and gatekeepers wanted to dismiss hip-hop with. And all of my early records that I did for Mowax, and especially Introducing, I was trying to really show people that sampling is an art form. And on just one little instrument, the MPC 60, I could, you know, create these lavish, complicated soundscapes. The same as, you know, people did on synthesizers prior, or orchestras before that. And I know a lot of people have told me in the years since the record came out that Introducing was really their introduction to hip hop, because they didn't realize hip hop could be that broad.
We'll be right back.
Sometimes when I talk to people that are fans of the record, one of the things that comes up in the conversation is their perception of a certain darkness that runs through the record. And it's something that's a little bit difficult for me to talk about simply because I'm aware that it's there, but I don't necessarily know where it comes from. I just know that that darkness is something that I feel is genuine and just as real of an emotional wellspring as, you know, joy or rage. It's something that is present in my life, and it's something that I feel like should be present in my music. And as a result, I mean, it's something that I want to respect. I don't want to overuse it. I don't want to cheapen it by kind of going back to the well too many times. But it's something that I feel is present in most of the music that really touches me and moves me. another aspect of introducing that I think was attractive to casual listeners, or, you know, people that didn't really listen to a lot of beat-driven music, was the inclusion of samples from television and movies. Even though this was nothing new within hip-hop, I think some people were kind of fascinated by this, especially when they would discover, you know, some of the more obscure samples on their own, watching TV late night or cable late night.
What happened that night?
A lot of people to this day will sometimes, you know, talk about how they were sitting there watching TV and all of a sudden they heard this sample that had been familiar to them for decades, literally, at this point. I think that discovery process is, in some ways, just a really inclusive way of listening to music. I mean, you start to feel as though you're part of the record when you independently come across elements of the record, just out in the field, out, you know, living your own life. It makes another connection to the record. It makes another connection to the music and draws people in, I guess you could say. When I was finishing the album, I knew I wanted Midnight in a Perfect World to be the first single, but I had no time or just didn't even allow myself to contemplate what the second single would be. And when it came time to deliver the second single, I decided to add some copious samples from one of my favorite films that came out that year, Michael Mann's Heat, to stem. And it ended up being, I guess, one of the more unusual releases. Not only from the album, but in my whole catalog. When I listen to it today, it seems like such a gratuitous and odd combination of elements. But I guess that's also what makes it kind of compelling to listen to.
I do what I do best. I take scores. You do what you do best, trying to stop guys like me. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
From now we are gone on our separate ways.
That's it.
M.O. is that they're good. Once it escalated into a murder 1B for all of them after they killed the first two guards, they didn't hesitate. Pop guard number three, because what difference does it make?
We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money's insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero.
That's exactly what they're going to do. Walk. This is my operation. I have tactical command that supersedes your rank. They will walk away and you will let them.
Second.
so long, brother. You take it easy, 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 you take it easy.
Unbelievably talented Clams Casino there on the remix. Again, that's from the upcoming box set introducing 20th anniversary called Introspective. I'm DJ Shadow and we're talking about introducing and the effect that it's had in my life over the past two decades.